your life. All right, all right. Do it wrong, don't do it right. All right, all right. Don't need to watch me die. Oh no, oh no.
Time it is, we can let down our hair. The moon is high and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river.
Abandon all hope.
Fatty gonna give me something to drink now. That's right. I'm hosting a show out of the Bermuda Triangle in Puerto Rico with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop in the Asheville studio, our flagship studio, News Radio 570 WWNC. So, Miss Wright, how are things going these days at Wright's Coin Shop?
Well, they were really great this week because we were closed for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, no, there will not be anything new when we get back on Monday because we took a vacation.
So,
So basically, what this means is everybody has had an entire week of us not being open and chomping at the bit, and they're going through withdrawal. So Monday, when we open up the doors, it is going to be pandemonium. People will be fighting to get in the doors and look at what we have and buy what we have and sell what they need to sell. So it's always that way.
You know, I got a text from a friend of mine the other day, and she said, I am addicted to buying silver.
Yes, it is kind of an addiction, yeah.
Yeah, and then she was dead serious, and she said, you know, I guess there are worse things to be addicted to. But how do you describe and explain this strange addiction to buying precious metals?
How do I explain it, or how do I make people feel better about it? That's always a really good one.
Okay, let's make her feel better.
Okay, well, it could be worse. You could be buying crack. I tell people that quite often, and that does make them feel a lot better. You know, they're putting things back for their future. They're thinking about things. They're taking control of their life, and it's a good thing. Right now, the market's down, so buy as much as you possibly can while it's still available, because as the price goes down, it's just going to be harder and harder to find. And you're not wasting your money on crack.
The good news is, at any moment in time, you can trade your gold and silver in for a lot of crack. Right?
You can do that. You can. If you need to get money very quickly, I tell people you really need gold and silver, because if you've got something like that, or collector coins or currency, you just bring it in and you can get your money right then. Whereas if you have a stock or something like that, you call them up, you gotta redeem it, you gotta wait for, 10 days to get a check in the mail? That's really lame.
And if somebody buys gold and silver coins from you right now, they can probably buy twice as much crack in a year or something like that, because the prices are low. It's a buyer's market, and we know that the prices are going to go up, as they historically always have.
Right.
And that's when you trade it in. And, you know, and I must say, in seriousness, it gives me peace of mind knowing that regardless of how much money is in my bank account, and we know that those are ultimately these days just digital numbers in a digital system that can be wiped out at any time. I have my own little treasure chest of gold and silver, and at any time I can take that and I can transfer that into whatever I need. It's true, real, intrinsic wealth.
Definitely. And I know that a lot of people now, you know, maybe they bought some gold or silver when the market was higher and they're, you know, upset. They're like, oh, I've lost all this money. what they need to remember is they haven't lost anything until they sell it. You don't have to sell it now. Just wait. You haven't lost it. You still got it. You haven't lost any value.
Once in a while, I take my big pile of gold and silver coins, and I scoop it all up, and I get naked, and I just wallow around in it like Uncle Scrooge. Is that acceptable, or do I have a problem? I mean, how would you describe that syndrome?
That cannot be very comfortable. It can't be.
Oh, don't tell me you've never done that.
I have never done that.
You own the whole coin shop, and you've never just stripped down and wallowed naked in all the riches, all the precious things?
No. Money, I don't care whether it has just been minted. You get your hands on freshly minted coins. It is still nasty. Your hands...
My precious.
Your hands are still coated with this blackness. So, yeah. No.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? So you're telling me if a brand new coin comes from the mint and you handle it long enough, you can get black on your hands?
Yeah. You've got dye grease. You've got all sorts of stuff. When we did the state quarters, and they came in these huge canvas bags, and you had to take them out and roll them or put them in tubes manually, because you don't want to run that through the coin counter. Your hands will be completely black.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they say if you take any kind of money and you test it, I mean, it's got everything you can imagine. It's got cocaine on it. It's got human bodily fluids on it. I mean,
well, I've got this little hang up. At the shop, whenever I get money, I want it to be nice and crunchy. The cocaine doesn't bother me. It's all the other bodily fluids that might be on there. Ew. Yeah.
Hey, how about this, Forrest, as a money-making scheme? Why don't we go to the bank, we'll give them like $1,000, and tell them we want $1 bills. Then we get 1,000 $1 bills, and we just scrape them all with razor blades and see if the cocaine we get is worth more than $1,000. I think that is a winning formula for success.
I got you. We scrape it, then we cut it with something and double our money and sell it back on the street.
See, you got to get creative nowadays. And in a rough economy, you got to go out on a limb and take some risks. I think I know what I'm going to do next. So, okay, Shelley, for people who don't know anything about buying coins, because really, you know, when you come on the program and you talk about Wright's Coin Shop, we're not having to really talk to your customers, because once somebody buys from Wright's Coin Shop, it's on. You know, then they understand it, they get it, they go back again and again. Let's talk to people who have never bought a gold coin, never bought a silver coin. How can they dip their toe into this thing and get started?
It's so easy. Just call me or come in. I can show them. It is stupid easy. It really is. I mean, there is nothing to it. Everybody makes it seem like it's this really difficult thing and just so mystifying. I can take all of that away. And you know, you don't have to start with a lot of money at all. Just start. Put something back.
And what's the phone number there at Wright's Coin Shop?
Our phone number is 828-298-5402.
Okay, and where are you located?
We're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. It's I-40, exit 51, and you turn left at the bottom of the exit. So you're turning away from Biltmore Estate.
And also, folks, if you want to see a map and get more information, you can go to WrightsCoinShop.com, and that's W-R-I-G-H-T-S. There are no apostrophes in web addresses. It's just W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com, or call Shelley at 828-298-5402. Again, that is 828-298-5402, and you can see why that, Forrest and I use Shelley every time that we need to get anything converted into real, substantial, tangible, intrinsic wealth. And that's why we have our little treasure troves. And, of course, also, let's say, okay, Shelley, you were going to go to McDonald's.
Yes.
And how's that for a segue?
Back to McDonald's.
Yeah. Let's say you were going to go to McDonald's, and could you give them, like, a silver coin and buy your Big Mac?
That is doubtful. I mean, you could, but they sometimes you might run into a problem. Some people know what it is and the value of it, and they'll
take it in a heartbeat.
Definitely, they will take it in a heartbeat. Others would, you know, likely call the cops on you because they think that you're trying to give them something that isn't real.
Well, you know, last week on the show, we were talking about fast food. We even started with McDonald's, and I think, Forrest, you'd had a McDonald's burger just before the show, right?
Yes.
Did you do that tonight?
No.
Did you eat any other fast food tonight, Forrest?
No, I actually made food at home tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, good for you. How about you, Shelley? Any fast food?
No, it wasn't fast food, but it was one of my favorite little pizza places in Asheville.
Well, listen to this story from West Virginia, of all places. Just after midnight, a purple Chrysler 300 pulled up to the drive-through window there at McDonald's. There was a man driving the Chrysler, and there was a woman in the passenger seat, and he ordered his food, and he also ordered a cup of coffee. And after he got his coffee, he asked if he could have an extra cup of caramel for his coffee. I didn't realize that people poured caramel in coffee. I'm not a big coffee drinker. So the woman gave the guy, the woman at the window, gave the guy a caramel. And as soon as he had this extra little container of caramel, the lady in his passenger side pulled her shirt off. She was braless. He immediately drizzled the caramel all over her chest and began licking it off of her right then and there as he was sitting at the drive-through window.
At the drive-through.
Yeah.
Ew.
And then he drove away. Now, this McDonald's person actually called the cops and told them about this, which I don't know if that's appropriate or not. But the cops went out, and they were patrolling. I mean, obviously, hey, it's West Virginia, not a lot going on. And they found this Chrysler. And they're claiming that they were not there, that this was all made up, but they have all this on video. And so why did this happen? I don't know. But we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're just getting started on fast food because now I have a Taco Bell story. And this is what we call good old-fashioned Americana. Weird stuff that happens at fast food restaurants. And that's also why we call this the Dark 30 Hour, because, yeah, it's those kinds of stories. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. I'll tell you what happened to Taco Bell, or happened at Taco Bell, right after this on Speaking of Strange.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night, get the dark night. Dark night, dark night. The neighborhood was changing. Stranger the dark.
Yes, the dark 30 hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and let me tell you, this is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more seedy and sordid news that you don't often hear so much about in the mainstream media. It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's your warning, okay? So just tune out if you are connected to any of those scenarios, because you're not going to want to hear this huge stack of just twisted news that I've got. I don't even know how I'm going to make it through all of this. It's really one of those nights. Before we get to the Taco Bell story, I want to bring this up one more time here. How would you like to have an extra $200 per month? Well, you can very easily, because that's how much money that I saved last month on my electric bill, because I have a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It was created by my team and myself, and it's completely independent. It is the whole thing's less than 100 pounds. It's portable, and, you know, you're getting screwed over by the power company. And this thing, you plug your appliances into it, and it brings your power in directly from the sun. And not only do you get to save money every month, but you also are independent from the grid, and you have power when everybody else is out of power, when these storms come through and that sort of thing. So go to sunshinesimple.com. SunshineSimple.com and watch the little free video there. And if you consider, you can buy one of these for $1,500, and there is a payment plan to help you with this. Right now we have free shipping. This is the time to get your generator. And if you're able to save $200, some may save more, some may save less. It'll pay for itself in no time. So SunshineSimple.com. Here is a story from Fargo, North Dakota. How can you bring up Fargo without thinking of the movie Fargo? Right, Forrest?
Right.
Such dry humor. Such dry, deadpan humor. Shelley, have you ever seen the movie Fargo?
It was fabulous. It was so dark, but I loved it.
Yeah, definitely, you know, one of the Coen brothers' best films. Well, listen to this. Two Taco Bell customers have complained about an employee there, a 20-year-old man in Fargo, North Dakota. One of the customers pulled her car up to the drive-thru window there a little after midnight. See, it's always right after midnight when the action happens. And the employee told her her food wasn't ready yet and asked her to pull her car over and wait. He then brought the food out to the car, and then he allegedly looked in and said, "Oh, you're so pretty." And then he reached in her window and groped her breast. Wow, what a nice Taco Bell employee.
Okay, that's inappropriate. Don't stop anymore. Just, like, bring cheese and crackers or something. Don't stop anymore.
You don't think she had a coupon or something for that?
I'm sorry, but there's no reason I would be going out after midnight just to use coupon.
So the woman and her two passengers left the scene, but when she told her roommate about the incident, the roommate said, "Huh, something similar happened to me at that Taco Bell."
What?
That roommate later told police that the same employee had told her to pull her car over and wait for the food to be brought out. But she alleges that rather than simply reach through the window, he got into the back seat of her car and reached around to grab her breasts.
Okay. How do you let somebody get in the back seat of your car?
Yeah, there may be some holes in this somewhere. How does it go from "here's your food" to "let me get in your car, please" to "wow, honk honk"? Those are nice.
Yeah, that is not good.
And then supposedly he said he wanted to get together later and, quote, party.
Uh huh.
Sounded to me like he was partying right there in the parking lot.
I think he was.
So the women say they told him to get out, And he responded, quote, I gave you free food because you're so pretty, and you need to hook me up with some loving, end quote. Isn't that McDonald's? I'm loving it.
It is.
Yeah.
That is unreal.
Yeah. So, and then he tried to offer them even more free food. The employee has now been charged with one count of Class C felony, unlawful entry into a vehicle, and Class B misdemeanor sexual assault.
Was this a teenager?
He's 20 years old. Guy's 20 years old in Fargo. In Fargo, North Dakota, where it's real cold, and he was just trying to warm him up a little bit.
Yes.
Next story from the Huffington Post. Maybe you've heard about this. Headline is, Martha Stewart admits to smoking pot, sexting, and having a threesome. She appeared on Watch What Happens Live and talked about how she does these things, as well as the art of rolling a perfect joint. You know, I read this and I thought, I don't even want to look even more deeply into this story. I don't want to know about Martha Stewart having a threesome, so I'm tossing that one aside. Any objections?
No objections. Here are just Farce. Some things that are best left unsaid.
I don't know. Forrest, he's awfully quiet. He's are you into cougars, Forrest?
Move along, Josh.
Maybe she's more like a lioness at this point. Oh. Indianapolis, Indiana. Man was arrested early one morning after he was found screaming and running naked on the city's west side. According to the police report, officers arrived. They found a pair of shoes on the sidewalk, and they walked a little more, and they found some socks, and they walked a little more, and they found some shirts or a shirt and shorts. And anyway, 30-year-old man is just running around screaming naked, and finally the cops got him, and he said, "Hey, I was hot." Okay.
Okay.
Next story comes to us from Cartersville, Georgia. See, I told you I have a lot of stories, man. We're just like, 29-year-old was arrested wearing no pants and allegedly exposing himself in a pasture and riding without permission on a horse. Mm-hmm. Eckes. Let's see. He was a total stranger to the town. And they say that at least, fortunately, the horse tossed him off. Next story comes to us from the UK. A teacher there had sex with a 16-year-old pupil. And how all this evolved is that the pupil apparently got the, let's see, what is this? He got the phone number of the teacher. And, he called the teacher and said something like, you know, oh, I'm going to do something dirty to you. And she says to him, well, you wouldn't be able to keep up with me. And he's like, oh, yeah, I would. Next thing you know, they're hooked up. And she says to him, you're going to be a legend now. And they started doing it 10 times a day. 10 times a day. And it says that often he would go, the kid would go and tell his parents he needed to borrow the car because guess where he was going to go? McDonald's. And then he would go off and bang the teacher. You see the pattern, guys?
Man.
McDonald's. I'm loving it. Somebody's loving it. Okay, last story before the break, also from England. A postman's special delivery to one couple left them horrified. It says that a couple was coming out of their house every day and kept finding a puddle of urine there, and they couldn't figure out where it was coming from. So apparently they set up a camera or something like that, and they found out that it was their postman who would come out every day and pee right on their doorstep. They thought it was going to be drunks, but no, they had no idea it was going to be the postman. How about that? We're going to take a break. When we come back, Headline from Pennsylvania has to do with a pair of people doing it when they shouldn't have been, where they shouldn't have been, and 25 police officers. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Dark 30 on Speaking of Strange. Is the hour of the program that we save for late at night, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. This is when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, and, you know, if it's not for you, fine. Tune out, don't listen to it. It's a free show, and we are telling you, we're telling you about all the weird stuff that's happening in the world that you might not hear so much about the rest of the time in the mainstream media. Now, boy, do we have a stack of it tonight. I'm Joshua P. Warren, broadcasting from Puerto Rico. We have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor in the Asheville studio. We have investigator Shelley Wright in the Asheville studio. Here's a story from Pennsylvania. Now, imagine this. A couple are in a park and decide to get it on a bench. Okay, this is near a baseball diamond. Now, obviously, that's a bad decision right off the bat. But then they look up and see themselves surrounded by not one, not two, not three, but 25 cops. It turns out that the cops were off doing a bicycle run and just happened to roll up on this couple. And you know, these apparently were teenagers, by the way. And I have a feeling that they are going to be conditioned into never getting it on again. You guys ever been caught by a cop doing anything like that, Forrest, Shelley?
Nope.
Maybe. Back in high school.
Was it a cop or was it a rent-a-cop?
It was probably a rent-a-cop.
Yeah. I got caught by a rent-a-cop one time doing something I shouldn't have been doing. But I still think it was my business because I was in my car.
Exactly.
Have you ever had the spotlight, you know, just kind of, or the flashlight just shown in your general direction.
No, Shelley, tell us more.
What it's exactly just a rumor. Are you... Oh, no, no, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Okay.
We'll talk off air.
All right.
What a vivid imagination you have, Shelley. Okay, do you, well, Shelley, do you remember last week I told a, or I brought up a story here about cops in Florida in trouble because one guy made a woman open her bra and shake her breasts?
Oh, yes.
For no apparent reason?
Yeah. He thought she had drugs or something. Yeah.
Yeah, if you shake them long enough, candy falls out. I don't know. It's
I guess so.
Like a piñata. Well, guess what? Here it is. A week later, now this same police department there in Lakeland is in trouble because now it turns out this type of behavior is rampant throughout this department. Nearly a dozen cops and high-ranking officers there are being accused of being involved with a lot of inappropriate sexual behavior. Some of it even forced, supposedly, with a female dispatcher. Going back 7 years, there's a 59-page report by a state attorney there that says that they engaged in a jaw-dropping list of horn dog offenses, including bringing hookers to the police department for parties, doing it with women while on duty, arranging trysts at police headquarters, in squad cars, and in city buildings, and in one case, inside a church, trading X-rated sex with two women and engaging in that sort of thing and fondling the dispatcher while she was at work. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on. And, if you consider that, all right, this officer asked this woman to, you know, shake her goodies there for no good reason, and this was documented on dashboard camera, and then this opens up this investigation that shows all this other activity. It makes you feel kind of weird that these are the guys who might bust you when you're in your own car doing your own thing. Right, Forrest?
Right.
Yeah.
Or that these are the people that are supposed to protect you when you're in a bad situation. And that's
to serve and protect. Maybe it should be to service and protect. Yes.
To be serviced and...
Yes. Servicing and protecting 24/7. Servicing with a gun. Here's a story from China. Okay, this is about a stupid IT worker. In China, you can imagine the repercussions for what I'm about to tell you must be pretty severe. An IT worker... was working on a project near a train station, and he, in the evening, decided to go into the office and watch some porn. What he didn't know was that an IT who had been working all day before him at that same computer station was patching that computer into a giant outdoor TV screen. So that they could list information about the train schedule.
Oh, no.
So passengers waiting for the train at the Jilin station there were stunned when saucy scenes, they say, from an X-rated film called The Forbidden Legend of Sex and Chopsticks appeared on the huge screen. It played for 10 minutes before somebody rushed in and pulled the plug. And so nobody knows exactly what is going to happen to this guy. And if he was Japanese, he'd probably commit seppuku and just kill himself. But I don't know what they do in China when you do something like that. And on a similar note, here is a story from JFK Airport. That is in New York. A JFK airport security supervisor has been fired because he mistakenly sent out a mass email blast of his genitals to nearly two dozen shocked underlings, supervisors, and port authority executives.
This is why you don't just hit reply all.
Well, that's why you probably shouldn't take a picture of your genitals.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that, what's his name? Wiener.
Yes.
What if it caught you in the tail?
They should sing the story of the cautionary story of Congressman Wiener around campfires to generations to come. Kids, don't show your wieners. And so this story, though, I'm reading this story, and it says here that he had been, of course, taking pictures of cars. And he had no idea how that his picture of his thingy, you know, got included. But it says here, according to the source, and I read this quote and I was like, wow, what a great quote. It says, the picture showed him inside a car, quote, waist. Now, folks, let me give a warning again, all right? Tune out. Tune out. If there are kids around or if you're easily offended, all right? Because for me, this just conjures up a very vivid image. It says, the picture showed him inside a car, quote, waist down, naked penis out, belly and all, end quote. And I'm like, belly and all? It's almost like that's the worst part. You know, it's like, yes, His naked thing was out there, but look at his big
look
old
at the
white,
belly.
Fat belly. And when you hear that quote, you can see it. Can you not? Did you not just see it? You could see a big, pale, fat belly with hair all over it, and there's this little wimpy-looking thing. Oh, my goodness. That's what we call the magic of the English language. Thank goodness it's break time. When we come back, well, yes, we've saved some of the more twisted for the end. What can I say? I'll wrap up the Dark 30 Hour with some of the more extreme stories when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and this is the show where we dig into the amazing, the remarkable, the extraordinary, the downright weird. And this is the hour when we take it a little too far. It's called Speaking of Strange.
A drop of thalassemia. I'll drink your blood if you got sickle cell anemia. I'm sick as hell at feeding you. I'm haunting every dream of you. Seemingly misleading you just to hear you scream because.
But is that sweet sunshine whiskey? Don't outside, you can drink some with me. Yeah. We've all got to spill. You know the deal. Cause we're so alive. I like platelets on my plate. Don't mistake this, just concentrate as I fillet your brains like Salisbury steak. I'll burp you up later for getting what I ate because. Notice that sweet sunshine with me. Tone outside, you can drink some with me. We're coming to kill you.
We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. Coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya. Coming to kill ya. We're coming to kill ya.
We'll all invade your butt.
We are in the final deaths of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is the Dark 30 Hour. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. This is when we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy stuff. That's why we do it late at night. So just tune out right now if you don't want to hear these last three stories that I have for you this evening on the program. And be sure to tune back in after that for something a little bit more, perhaps family friendly. Before we get into these last three stories, keep in mind now, if you haven't seen the Wishing Machine video, you need to do it. It's only 10 minutes. It's free. It's easy to watch. And if you wonder what the heck is a wishing machine, well, it may sound unbelievable. It may sound too good to be true. But it is a machine that has a crazy history, and it is designed to make your thoughts manifest, to make literally your wishes come true. Money, health, romance. I know it sounds nuts, but I wouldn't be selling it and promoting it if it didn't work and if I don't have a stack of papers. I mean, I got a huge stack of reports from people all over the world who said it's worked for them. So go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. And just watch the Wishing Machine video. So here we go. Three last stories here. One of them, not so shocking, comes from Charlotte, Florida. I didn't even know there was a Charlotte, Florida.
Was it Charlotte or Port Charlotte, Florida?
Well, my researcher put Charlotte, but maybe it is Port Charlotte. You know, good call, Ed Forrest. And don't you think it's amazing I have all these stories, and that was the first Florida story of the night?
Yes.
It says, if you're trying to cop a feel, make sure you're not feeling a cop. In two unrelated incidents, two men, and there you go, it is Port Charlotte, says here right here in the story, were arrested for grabbing the groins of undercover detectives. The first groping happened when a 66-year-old man went up to a park and made casual conversation and then groped an officer, and then it goes on with descriptions of other things. This reminds me of that story where the undercover officer goes and picks up a woman and basically, you know, has sex with a woman and then says, well, she definitely deserves to be prosecuted. And I've got all the evidence you need right here. She's guilty. next story. This is from Hong Kong. Apparently, a businessman in Hong Kong said that his wife was always complaining that the tea their maid was serving to them had a strange odor. And they had a 22-year-old maid working for them. And he said at some point, he himself began to notice that it just didn't taste right. And so they confronted her, and she broke down and confessed that she had been told by what amounts to a soothsayer or a mystic that the family would treat them well if every month she would put at least one spoonful of her urine in their tea about seven times. And so she said at least seven times a month she was spooning her urine into their tea. They say it's not poisonous, but she's still in trouble. Who wants to be drinking the maid's urine? And now this last story comes to us from Ohio, and I'm sorry to leave you with a very disturbing story because it's one of those. There was a burglar alarm at a middle school in Ohio there, and when police showed up, they saw a horrifying sight. 41-year-old man standing there naked, covered in blood, especially from the waist down. Most of his genitals were gone. Turns out that this man, who was yelling and screaming, had broken into the school and then decided to rip most of his own genitals off. They say parts of the man's body were transferred to the hospital with him. One officer said he seemed barely human to us. He later told investigators that he picked up some hallucinogenic mushrooms earlier in the day. They say he doesn't have a history of mental problems or extensive drug use. They are testing, and they say that they can't find any evidence that there was something other than the mushrooms at play. And nobody can explain how that this guy got so messed up. They say he was almost dead from blood loss and trauma to the body from ripping off his own genitals.
Oh,
so there's an old-fashioned dare story. Just say no, kids. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Boris Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange. The unusual becomes usual. The next time will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!